Instagram teen accounts with automatic protections on who can contact teenagers and the content they can see. Instagram teen accounts have contact limits on by default, so teenagers get messages from people they know, not strangers, and default content settings. Plus, teenagers under 16 can't change these default settings without parental approval, so parents can help teenagers connect safely. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that Google and Blackstone plan to create a new artificial intelligence cloud company rivaling the likes of CoreWeave. The two companies say they expect to launch the unnamed company with $5 billion in equity capital from Blackstone. The venture aims to bring 500 megawatts of capacity online in 2027, about the same amount of electric power required to serve a mid-sized city, and substantially increase capacity over time. The new company is Google's biggest attempt yet to sell and monetize its own specialized chips to external parties, sharpening its competition with AI computing market leader NVIDIA. Electric vehicle owners could soon face an annual nationwide registration fee to chip in for road repairs. That's if a proposed bill in the House of Representatives becomes law. The bipartisan legislation is part of a funding bill for highway infrastructure and is intended to substitute for the gas tax that contributes about $30 billion a year to maintain the interstate highway system, which EV owners don't pay. The bill proposes charging an annual fee to EV owners that would rise every 2 years until it hits $150. Owners of plug-in hybrid cars would pay a maximum of $50. But some environmental and EV industry groups say the proposed fee is an unfair premium and would mean electric vehicle drivers could end up paying more than those driving traditional vehicles. And in another WSJ exclusive, we report that Anthropic recently began letting users of its powerful Mythos AI model share cybersecurity threats with others who may face similar vulnerabilities. The new policy is a change from its previous stance amid concerns that limiting access to the information could hurt smaller companies that don't have direct access to the AI model, which is capable of finding software vulnerabilities more efficiently than humans. An Anthropic spokeswoman said that last week the firm began telling the 50 or so large companies and organizations that have access to Mythos that they can share information about cyber threats with other entities, as long as it was done responsibly. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.